to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. Here are your hosts, Robert Gold and Andrew Brown.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west this week. I can see Big Beaver, Saskatchewan. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, normally joined by my co-host Andrew Brown, who this week finds himself filling little boxes with ticky-tacky. But I am joined by Catherine Ruth. Catherine is the Manager, Enterprise Toronto. Catherine, welcome back to the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's my pleasure.
And Catherine, you might recall this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. The reason I'm excited to talk to you is annually, once again, one of the best initiatives for entrepreneurs in Toronto, Small Business Forum. This year, Small Business Forum 2013, October 23rd, downtown Toronto. Let's talk about that for a minute, then we're going to get into the thick of it.
Small Business Forum, well, you've been there yourself. There are about 2,000 people from the Toronto entrepreneurial ecosystem that come together on that one day to learn, to network, to tackle their business problems, to talk to suppliers and service providers and potential partners, etc. It's a very busy day, and I believe it's just about the biggest event of its kind during Small Business Week in Canada.
Well, I've always enjoyed it. There's a lot of trade show people that show up, that walk around. There's a lot of great booths of attendees, and of course, there's lots of great keynote speakers, and all the information is at toronto.ca/enterprise Toronto. And we'll mention that again, because I want our listeners to get there. Now, Catherine, let's get into it. You're the manager of Enterprise Toronto. You spend a lot of your time in the small business area. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the common business issues that face today's entrepreneurs. What comes to your mind?
Enterprise Toronto is probably the largest aggregator of microbusiness across the country. So yeah, we see thousands of entrepreneurs through our doors, and consistently our surveys and the feedback that I get from our staff, the top three issues with entrepreneurs are almost always money. Anything having to do with sales or marketing, you know, finding a new customer, and then people always is a follow-up issue. So those are the things that keep entrepreneurs awake at night.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because a few weeks ago, Andrew and I celebrated episode number 300 of the Profit Business Cast. We honed in on issues that affect today's entrepreneurs, and those three came to mind: marketing, money, HR issues. Have these items changed? Has this list evolved in your mind over the last number of years?
I don't think the top three issues really change. I think they perhaps change places in the list. In 2013, you know, economically, we're heading towards recovery. People are perhaps a little less worried on the money side, and their top priority is on sales and marketing and ramping up on hiring.
Let's come back to money, HR, and sales and marketing. And how is it that you're seeing entrepreneurs in the small and medium-sized business space? How do they resolve these issues? How do they face them?
We love talking about financing. That's a sexy topic in the small business community. And any business that is going to grow is going to need to finance that growth. But in reality, the majority of businesses aren't applying for venture financing. In fact, I think it's usually less than 1% of businesses that are successful in earning venture financing. So when entrepreneurs are concerned about money, it's often about cash flow management. It's about getting some traction and making a profit early so that they can attract the attention of investors. On the flip side, it's tapping into targeted government programs that will support intensive research and development to commercialize a new technology, or working with a lender like the Business Development Bank of Canada to enhance your investment in technology in your business, that sort of thing. So when people are concerned about money, it's usually related to planning for growth. It's about setting yourself up for financing and growth rather than everybody running around pitching investors and that sort of thing.
To that point, what I often find in our client base at Bennett Gold, what I often see in the entrepreneurs that we consult with, is that individuals and small and medium-sized businesses are not always measuring. They're not keeping up to date on their finances. They're not using QuickBooks, whatever other accounting or bookkeeping programs. They're not looking at the reports. And if they're not measuring, it's almost impossible to manage. And if they can't manage, then everything goes into the toilet. The HR, the marketing, sales, finance, you have to measure. You have to look at those reports. You have to understand them. You have to find people either in your advisory group or with your CA firm, somebody that can give you counsel as to what that information means.
And in fact, one of the errors that I see in really early stage entrepreneurs is they come looking for grants or want to know where to get venture investment, but they haven't done the planning necessary to set them up for that success. I remember hearing Tony Lacovara speak actually at an Enterprise Toronto event event at Toronto City Hall a number of years ago, and somebody asked him how he had earned, you know, his most recent round of financing, which was something like $800 million or something at the time anyway. And he said, you know, I earned that financing. My first round of financing was $5,000 on a credit card, and then I earned $50,000, and then I earned $1 million. Entrepreneurs earn the right to achieve significant financing to fund their growth. So people who assume it comes easy at the front end, it's a lot of work.
Well, I agree with that. And it's almost impossible for entrepreneurs and small and medium-sized enterprises to find venture capital. It doesn't really exist for those small guys and for the once they're startups. And when they get beyond that stage, they have to do it themselves. They have to go to their family, friends. They have to have a good relationship with the bank. They better have some security for a bank. And they better not think that, oh boy, I'll just go find VC money, because it does not exist for them. Not now and not ever.
Again, other great Canadian entrepreneurs that I've had the pleasure of hearing speak at Enterprise Toronto events, or that I've had an opportunity to just engage with. Danny Reese spoke at last year's Small Business Forum, the CEO of Canada Goose, a famous Canadian brand. And he said he's never sought external funding. He's always made a profit. And that's how he manages his business. And he's a second generation owner of that business. Michael Zogazi of Top Hat Monocle, a star tech entrepreneur these days. And he made profit before he earned venture financing. Entrepreneurs need to plan. They need to consult their advisors and the experts out there in the marketplace, and they need to get some traction before they start looking for some financial assistance.
Let's move on to one of the other topics on your list, and that is sales and marketing and social media. How do you see entrepreneurs today addressing the issues of sales and marketing?
There's been a shift in consumer and B2B client expectations in terms of communication, behavior around researching products and services and things like that, that consumers and B2B decision makers like to check out a firm online. They want to know that the company, the business, the firm that they interact with has a good reputation, all that sort of thing. And social media world has really made a change. So traditional bricks and mortar retail businesses, you know, the stores that operate in our neighborhoods, their world has changed. And it's not that we're not shopping in bricks and mortar businesses anymore, but we can decide which bricks and mortar business is going to have the best deal before we actually venture out onto the street. We perhaps might want to establish a relationship with an organization so that we're notified when there's a sale, so that we don't have to go out so often.
Well, let's go down that path for a little bit. What are your thoughts on small and medium-sized business in Canada and e-commerce? Are we adopting it? Are the vendors adopting it? Are the retailers, distributors, have they really jumped on board, or are they just talking about it and pretending it because they're on the Facebook? What do you think?
I know at Enterprise Toronto that it's a very hot topic for business owners. Any research that I've seen out of the provincial federal government, out of, you know, the Googles, the Yellow Pages, these organizations that are operating in this space, all of these studies tell us that Canadian consumers are some of the most networked consumers in the world, and yet ironically our businesses aren't necessarily there where we are as consumers. So I think that that's a big challenge for business owners. Social marketing, a term that we've heard at Enterprise Toronto through a partnership with Constant Contact, social marketing is more than putting up a website. Social media is a tool to do the same stuff we've been doing with our clients for hundreds of years. It's a tool to engage, to understand needs, to deliver added value, et cetera, et cetera. So businesses that think that sales and marketing is about setting up a Twitter account and a Facebook account and then sitting and waiting for new leads to come your way, it's a lot more complex than that. And we're trying to work with as many businesses as we can to help them to understand what social marketing can do for them.
Well, I agree. I would also caution our listeners to be very careful when they get into bed with a developer. Check out the references. Take a look at the sites that they've done. Talk to some of their prior customers and clients. Get some testimonials, because there's a lot of fraud artists out there that are holding themselves out as experts in building websites. And in fact, they're just going to sell you a template. It's going to make no sense. It won't necessarily reflect who you are. And that's what you need to do. You need to bring yourself into the social sphere.
It's like we talked about with planning. I'm going to sound like a broken record here. It's about deciding what it is you want to accomplish, establishing some goals. What do you want your customer experience to look like? And then you choose the social channels and mix that with more traditional communication channels and go and connect with your clients.
Well, I'm going to offer up a bit of a promotion here. If our listeners take a look at our firm site, bennettgold.ca, bennettgold.ca, we've just launched a brand new site. It's very different than what most CA and CPA firms do. In fact, it's completely different than anything you'll find in the financial services sphere. And what we looked at was, what is it that our clients and our prospective clients, the people we serve, what do they want to know? We gave them an opportunity to identify themselves, tell us what their need was. Here's the service we offer. Here's a story around it. And effectively, that's it. A lot of graphics, very little text, tell the story with pictures, and move on. We talk to the client, we talk to the prospect in their language and who they are. And I would hold that out as an interesting example at bennettgold.ca. Now let's move on to HR, human resources. I think onboarding is a huge problem for Canadian businesses. What do you think?
I hear that too. And I think it's because entrepreneurs have to wear so many hats. When they're in growth mode and they have to hire, they often have to hire quickly. And taking the time to hire effectively makes such a difference in a startup. You hear entrepreneurs every day, successful business owners every day, saying that the success of their business and the strength of their operation is really dependent upon having the right people on the team. I can't say enough about the importance. And that starts at day one, when you're still in startup mode. It's about finding the right partners to get that business off the ground. I'm seeing more and more blogs and articles and books and experts in the startup ecosystem talking about the importance of starting with a team, not just on your own. And then when you need to ramp up your staff, when you're a two-person operation, hiring a third person changes your culture by 30%. Making a quick decision and hiring a friend may not be the best thing for your business. Entrepreneurs need to think about what the business requires, and sometimes that means hiring skills that are quite different from your own. Hiring someone that you like going to lunch with, you know, that's a fun person to hang out with 8 hours a day or 25 hours a day, may not be what the business requires. So again, it's about thinking through, identifying the needs of the business before making hiring decisions.
And finding someone who complements your skills, not someone who mirrors your skills. Let's talk for a second about that first week or two. Now you've made the right selection. What do you do when that person shows up at the door? How do you bring them in and onboard them properly?
Well, I think that starts with making them feel like they're a part of your team, and that's sort of the basic things, like making sure that they have a desk and an email address, et cetera, et cetera. I think every single one of us in our career somewhere had an opportunity to work with a small organization that was super excited to have us on board, but they certainly hadn't thought about the onboarding effectively. So there's some technical basics. You want to get that person as productive as you can, as quickly as you can. And then there, I think, is ensuring that that person understands your organization, your culture, your values. And that tiny company that may be spending time with the business owner directly to learn from the owner about the vision of the organization, et cetera, in a larger organization that's having some sort of an orientation process, you know, maybe it's a buddy system inside of the organization so that person gets up to speed quickly. It's all about achieving business outcomes. It's not, you know, just about soft and fuzzy, but it's about making that person feel like they're a part of your team and getting them as productive as you can. As a business owner, you can't afford an unproductive, unhappy employee.
I wonder if you can take all this great information on finances, sales and marketing, and HR, and give us one short story of an entrepreneur that you have met through Enterprise Toronto that dealt with all these things and has a great success story.
I think of organizations in the startup phase and how many great Toronto companies started with partners. So I look at the two brothers behind Pita Brake or the two partners that went to school together behind Civella Cycle. I mean, there's a world-class company. Harry Rosen started his business with his brother. A great Canadian tech company like Shopify, three founding partners. And then you have great companies that are beyond startup that are now making their mark as growing established firms, companies like Achievers, which is in the rewards business, ironically, but they're one of the best companies in Canada to work for recently. So there's a company that believes in practicing what they preach, but understands that their growth is dependent on keeping employees happy and on board.
Would you say that through these companies there's a common thread?
Definitely. And it's effective management, effective planning on a fantastic business idea that follows through on a market need.
Well, that's a great way to end. And I want to ask you this then, on effective management, are there three ideas or three things that come to your mind that you would share with entrepreneurs at various stages of growth across the country on effective management?
On the money side, make a profit. Don't look to finance through grants and things like that. Work on building a business that generates true value and therefore profit. From the sales and marketing side, all your activities must be driven by an understanding of the client. We should be well past the day of building a website and they will come. We need to understand our client and how they want to engage with us. On the people side, I've heard many business owners repeat this mantra, fire fast, hire slow. Make sure you've got the right people on your team and you'll have the money and the sales to go where you need to go.
Excellent advice. And I want to come back to my mantra, which is you can't manage what you can't measure. So please, entrepreneurs out there, look at your financial documents, get an understanding. Catherine Ruse, manager, Enterprise Toronto, Small Business Forum 2013, October 23rd, downtown Toronto, toronto.ca/Enterprise Toronto. Catherine, thank you once again for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Listeners to the Profit Business Cast, seek out Catherine Ruth at Small Business Forum 2013. Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Bennett Gold LLP, chartered accountants in Toronto. Take a look again, bennettgold.ca. Click the big button for startup entrepreneurs. See what you need to know. And you can reach me at robert@businesscast.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Big Beaver, Saskatchewan.